you're getting a kind of, well, the serrations are giving you a sort of articulation. It's like consonants when you speak. It's like the k and the s.
I'm broadcaster Maggie Lee, and I'm in conversation with an extraordinary musician with a fascinating career on stage and off. Mention Brian May and many images spring to mind.
I wonder, why did you decide to write a book about Queen in 3D, and why at this point in time?
Well, they're good questions, Maggie. These things kind of come upon me, I find. I guess they come upon everyone. You know, there's a certain time when things just align, you know, the planets align and you can do something. I think it was always in the back of my mind. You see, I carried a stereo camera with me when we were touring and in the studio, and I would just snap away. Of course, things were very different in those days because you didn't get an instant result. I was always really attracted to astronomy. And of course, the path to being an astronomer is being a physicist. That's what I was told at school. So I found myself at Imperial College doing that for 3 years. Very successful. Didn't get a first. I got a 2-1.
Does that annoy you now?
No. You see, no. Because perfection is such a dangerous thing. I narrowly avoided perfection. And then I had the opportunity... Yeah, I'll show you. Oh, yeah, we can do sound. You see, we're on British Airways. We can do sound.
Sound.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to come across. I think it will. Well, yeah. Here's a plastic pig. And if I use this, I'm going to come fairly close to the microphone here. It's very smooth and it's very bendy, so it gives a very light touch.
Mm-hmm. In conversation with Brian May is a Lime Hill production.